Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here and this is Grim's Hentai Corner. We are doing something. This is a new acquisition from Shiravune. Shiravune's already given us a few games that we've done, like Dona Dona. So now we're doing something. And I got more coming, so just be on the lookout. Apparently they're not done giving us batches of games either. But Salte came out, as well as a bunch of other Moe games that I wasn't interested in. And another action game, which we'll play probably on Friday. So I'll have that for you Saturday. You'll see what that is. Really excited about that one, though. Alright, so Salte is supposed to be a very dark, fucked up story. People tell me it's not as bad as Dead Analogous, but it sounds like it would be. But let's go ahead and give it a whirl. I mean, how bad can it be, right? It does have some bad endings, as you may have noticed. Well, you didn't notice. I saw in the config menu that it has some bad ending triggers. But we're not going to use those. If we find a bad ending, we'll just look at it, right? All right, so let's get started. Salte. Life is a tragedy when seen in close-up, but a comedy in long shot. Charles Chaplin. Charlie Chaplin. Okay. Wow. That's how it starts? It's gonna be one of these. I'm getting Maggot Bates vibes, guys. Yes, that's the face I wanted to see. What happened to that composure of yours from earlier? Oh, does it hurt? Sing for us. In a cellar unreached by light, and a room built by the malice of man, a woman's shrieks echo like the cries of a beast. How about now? Feeling a bit more cooperative, Missy? You think, with this pain, I am the noble princess of Mersin. I fear neither death nor pain. The only thing I fear is the loss of my pride. And that alone. I see. Then I guess we've got no choice. Does it hurt? Hurts, huh? Look at her. I just can't get enough of this face. Never thought I'd see that high and mighty princess make a face like this. The excitement is driving me crazy. In that space, there's not an ounce of humanity to be found. Only sneers and screams fill the small room. Stop! I can't take much more! I'll apologize! I'm sorry! Please just stop! Forgive me! What was that now? Too little, too late. You think we can stop now after coming this far?
Oh,
shit and figures. Lost your voice already. And here I was hoping we could play some more. Yeah, don't you fucking bite it just yet. You got that? We're only just getting started. Just getting started? Slimy smiles are plastered across their faces. The men place their hands on the lid of the box in which she's bound. The iron lid creaks heavily. She's inside of an Iron Maiden. Lining its inner side are countless cruel metal spines. Her doomed descent, slow but inescapable. Wait, please, I'm begging you. Listen to what I have to say, just a few words. The door lets out a dull groan. It seems almost to scoff as it presses down the filler vision. There's no escape. The lid draws in over her. And the numberless spikes gleam, cold and jagged. Inch by inch, they creep closer towards her flesh. No! 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 No, not this! No! No. I don't want to die. I don't want to die. I don't want to die! I don't want to die, 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 I don't want to, don't want to. Wow. That happened. Deep in the heart of the slums, in a dark, gloomy alley visited by few, there was a lone maiden dressed in shabby garments. She stared expressionlessly up towards the moon, her countenance in stark contrast to its luster. I'm a clown. An inept clown that cannot stem the tears of a single crying babe. But the opportunity of a lifetime has visited this inept clown. Is this an angel's salvation or just some imp's mischief? Be this fortune heaven or hell sent, there can be no retreat for me. All I can do is fight on to the end. Her eyes gleamed with determination. She stretched her frail white arms tenderly towards the heavens, up to the dark night sky. I will take this chance. Though it should be forbidden fruit, and though it might destroy my flesh, I will dance on. On through all the pain of purgatory. Farewell to thee, foul beast I was until this dawn. Tonight, this night, I am reborn. Indeed, it was all but lies. That sweet whispering voice, those glittering memories, everything. Ah, woe is me, for I truly am an inept clown. On my stage, on my tale, the curtain falls, taking with it my undreamt dreams.
私はなんて間抜けな。
How foolish was I, the heroine
悲劇のヒロインだったんだろう。
Of my tragedy. Man, it seems like we've seen enough bad ends, right? I mean, we haven't even got a choice and we're already looking at bad ends. A moment of silence, and then from behind her, an eruption of applause. The maiden stood slowly to her feet, seemingly taking in the ambience of this moment. Then turning toward the audience, she gave a deep bow.
本日は私ども、リフラン劇団の舞台へ足をお運びいただき、本当にありがとうございました。
La Troupe de Dufresne. I think that's it. La Troupe de... La Troupe de... La Troupe de... La Troupe de... La... I would try that again. La Troupe de Dufresne thanks you from the bottom of our hearts for attending today.
演目嘘お楽しみいただけましたでしょうか?
We hope you enjoyed today's program. Lies.
本日の最終公演まで無事にたどり着けたこと。
Thanks to all of your support, we made it safely to our final performance.
劇団を代表しまして、皆様へ御礼申し上げます。
On behalf of the entire troupe, I would like to offer our humble thanks. The applause swelled.In response, the leading actress once again gave a magnificent bow.
そして、私事で恐縮ですが、
I am terribly sorry now to bring up a personal matter.
本日は皆様へお話ししたいことがございます。
But there is something I'd like to share with you all.
私は次のビスター演劇祭を持ちまして、
With the coming V-Star Theater Festival,
舞台女優を引退させていただきます。
I will be retiring as an actress.
おい、聞いたか、王女様の話。
Did you hear? You know about the princess?
聞いた聞いた。街中その話で持ちきりだぞ。
Yeah, I heard. It's the talk of the town.
おいおいお二人さん。
Hey, you two.
何の話をしてるんだい?
What are you talking about?
決まってんだろ、あの話だよ。
Obviously, you know.
王女様が次の演劇祭で舞台をやめちまうんだとよ。
You know how the princess is quitting after the theater festival?
せっかくのビスター演劇祭でかい?
Quitting? And the V-Star? Excuse me. And at the V-Star?
小さな舞台の脇役から世界一の演劇祭で主演をやれるまでになったっていうのに。
After all that work climbing her way up from a bit part in a tiny play to the leading role in the world's greatest show?
そいつは残念な話だね。
What a shame!Sunlight shone gently down upon the lively town. The pleasant breeze announced the coming of spring. All over in that breeze, the flowers gently swayed. Amidst the tumult of this town, there was a woman adorned in an elegant dress. In step with a surging crowd, she walked with a gait that exuded elegance and grace. Good morning, princess. Good morning, princess. And a very good morning to the both of you. The woman they called Princess stopped in her tracks. She offered a smile to the mother and daughter, watering the rainbow of flowers lying in front of the florist's shop. It was a simple greeting, yet it seemed to brim with an elegance worthy of framing. Your flowers are simply lovely today, as usual. It is clear they're being well cared for.Yes, they are my dear children. I have to look after them properly. Me too, I helped too. Well, that's very grown up of you. What a very good girl. The princess complimented me. The little girl held up her watering can boastfully and the princess kneeled down.She patted the child's head tenderly as if touching something precious. Well then, while I'm here, could I trouble you for some flowers? Why, of course. The lilies today are quite lovely. I'll prepare some for you now. Ah, are you headed out somewhere today, Your Majesty? If you are planning to take them along, I can gift wrap them for you. Ah, are you going on a date? John is so dreamy. You two seem so good together. I want to marry someone like him one day. Mind your manners. What do you think you're doing talking to the princess that way? And don't forget, he's Captain John of the Royal Guard. Captain! Haha, oh, that's quite alright. Unfortunately, I don't have any such plans today. She covered her mouth gracefully. Then she replied to the mother and daughter's exchange with a small smile. Here you are. Sorry for the wait. Thank you for all you do for us, Your Majesty. Please take these as a token of our appreciation. All I do for you, but I've hardly done anything. This country thrives because of all its people's efforts. Please take this money. I won't accept special treatment. Accepting the beautifully decorated bouquet, she gently handed over the payment. I can't accept this much, Your Majesty. My flowers are hardly anything special. No, that's not true at all. These are wonderful flowers filled with love. This country's priceless, precious fortune. She cradled the white blossoms in her arms. Caressing them lovingly with her fingertips, she smiled at the mother and daughter. Princess! Ah, but no, I couldn't possibly. In that case, then, could I just take one more flower? This rose, perhaps? Ah, of course, take as many as you like. She took a single rose, its thorns carefully trimmed into her hands. She plucked it gingerly from the root and drew her face near to the little girl. Princess? Hold still for just a little bit, okay? The florist's daughter was perplexed as the princess touched her hair and gently affixed the beautiful red rose. Yes, this looks quite adorable on you. With this, someone wonderful is sure to find you. Though someone more wonderful than John, I cannot say. Princess! She gave a jesting smile. Then, after gently stroking the little girl's cheek, she stood back to her feet. Well then, I'm afraid I must hurry. Of course, please do take care. Thank you, princess. Come again, okay? She returned a small wave to the little girl, waving energetically. Carefully holding the bouquet close to her chest, she disappeared into the crowd. Mama, I want to grow up to be like the princess someday, or one day, rather. I mean, same thing, right? Then I guess we need to do something about your picky eating first. Those words blended, indecipherable, into the surrounding clatter. This was a castle town where all lived happily ever after, much like a play. This sweet, beautiful melody would continue on forever. Or so everyone unquestioningly believed. Your Majesty, it has been a long time. It is truly an honor to be graced with your presence here at this remote parish. They stood before a church on a small hill separated from the hustle and bustle of town. The nun who had been tidying up bowed reverently with a meek smile. Didn't I tell you not to dress me like that when it's just the two of us? It's depressing for even an old friend to treat me so distantly. Sorry, Sal. It's been so long I couldn't help but have a little bit of fun at your expense. Look, we're not little girls anymore, so don't pout over every little thing. Here, a gift. Use them for decoration if you like. Oh, what lovely lilies. Thank you. I'm sure the children will be delighted as well. She took the bouquet and cradled it affectionately. The friendly smile with which she beamed had never changed a bit since their youth. And? You have something else to tell me, right? Whenever you put your hand over your mouth like that, it always means you're thinking about something difficult. Marie. Or Mari. I don't know if this is Marie or Mari. It's really hard to tell. Wore her usual smile. It was gentle, urging on Southie's next words. That expression touched Southie, who yielded to the prompting. Slackening her pressed lips, she returned a small smile of her own and nodded. Yes, I came to talk to you about something very important. The coming V-Star Theater Festival at the Dukedom of Gwendolyn. Would you be willing to come? It will be my last time on stage. I would really like for you to see it. It's going to be an important, irreplaceable performance. For me and you. Her tone was slightly stiffer than usual. She stared directly into Marie's eyes as she spoke. Really? That's it? And I'd got myself all ready for something really big. Marie, I'm being serious. Yeah, I know. She slowly took a step forward. She placed an index finger in front of Salty's lips, a little higher than her own. It's okay, I'll definitely go, I promise. No matter what happens, I'll be there. Okay? So just loosen up a little. If you don't, I'm worried you might mess up on your big day. Mari. What's got you so desperate, Sal? I won't ask for your reason right now. But later, once you're able to talk about it, tell me, okay? I promise, so you promise too, as best friends. Grinning ear to ear, she stuck her pinky out in front of Salte's eyes. Mari. Okay, I promise. So you too, okay? Yeah, I promise. They locked pinkies tightly. Then they could no longer hold back their stifled giggles. I can't have you worrying about me, Mari. Yeah, why not? I mean, ever since you were little, you always got a little absent-minded when it really counted. Excuse me, do I need to remind you that I'm the princess and the poster girl of a troupe de Fresne? Stop treating me like the little girl I used to be. I know. They were as close as they had always been. This is the banter of lifelong friends. Friends who could confide only in each other. Oh, I almost forgot! Renard finally landed a job! A job at a bakery like she said she always wanted. Oh, she did? That's great news! So she's already reached that age, huh? She was so hopeless when she was little. They grow up so fast. Really, time goes by so fast. By the time I noticed, my cute little Sal was all grown up and had become the princess. Oh, those were the days when you used to come crying to your big sister. Mari shot Southie a mischievous glance, then placed her head sweetly upon the slender shoulder beside her. Come now, how many times have I told you I've always been a princess, you know? I couldn't go on playing the little sister forever. Yeah, you're right. You're a real princess now. Salte embraced Mari's head upon her shoulder as she giggled softly, and drawing her cheek to Mari, smiled lightly. All right. So tonight I was thinking of holding a little party to celebrate Renard leaving the nest. If you're able, why don't you come? It's been so long, I'm sure everyone wants to see you. Why, of course, I would love to. I'm dying to see Mari playing mom for everyone as well. I'm going to get a lecture from Jean either way when I get home, so I might as well enjoy the day to the fullest. Ahaha, the princess's royal guard, that must be a handful. The two exchanged laughs. Standing side by side, they began to walk towards the church. But I wonder if I'll be able to get a ticket for the festival. Not to mention, isn't the V-Star Theater Festival really expensive? Mari, of course I'm going to give you an official invitation. Don't worry about a thing. There's the leading actress for you. To you, my deepest thanks and praises. I thought nuns weren't allowed to praise anyone but God. This was yet another carefree, everyday scene in the larger act. Oof. Something is alluding to darkness here, and I'm not just talking about how everything went black. The timber of joy that the two engendered would go on unbroken. Yes, now and forever. That day, the shopping district became packed with more and more people. Among them was one particularly conspicuous couple. An enviably handsome couple, strolling happily together down the avenue. Simply wonderful weather today. Doesn't a day like this just make you want to go off and play a bit of hooky? It was much like a scene in a play. A fine, tall young man walked behind her, maintaining a precisely moderate distance. Really? That's how they did it? Toward him, she turned and gave a spectacular smile. I suspect you are aware. But we have an engagement with Prime Minister Garnier, and I only know that because of the hair stuff. Following this excursion, Princess, you may be, but I cannot recommend in good faith that you keep the minister waiting. The young man behind her replied firmly, just as a knight of the royal guard ought to. Yes, I'm well aware. Was it not clear, perhaps, that I spoke as I did not... Excuse me. Was it not clear, perhaps, that I spoke as I did, knowing that very well? Right now, the only people here are you and me, you know? Something. Right, I'm sorry. No matter how hard I try, I just can't seem to change modes. Though I must say, that overly serious, clumsy part of you is one of your good points, John. She loosened the tense atmosphere that had persisted until now. Her voice gentle and calm, she offered John another smile. I really am no match for you, huh? Okay then, while we have some time just to the two of us, I guess we can afford a little bit of... Well, dear me, Sir Madam. It says, well, dear me, Sir, Madam, you both seem friendly as usual. We can rest easy knowing the next prince will be coming from the two of you. We leave the fate of our country in your capable hands. I think you might be speaking a bit too soon. Yes, you have nothing to fear. Isn't that right, John? But princess! How do you expect to lead the relationship if you get so flustered over something like this? If you don't resolve yourself, you're going to let Her Highness get away, you know? No, of course, resolve I have, but... John, I like you just the way you are. Their story required no particular exposition. Their relationship was that of a well-written fairy tale. It was celebrated and welcomed warmly by all from every nation. That melody was sweet and tender, and it should have led down the road to joy. But... A stalwart castle located in the heart of the country. Its ramparts were a symbol of power and authority. The minister stood in the courtyard, gazing out upon the myriad blooming flowers competing for beauty. He turned. Good day, Your Majesty. Or, considering your timely arrival, should I say good night? I believe our arrangement has been for sundown. I do humbly apologize for the delay. A woman's preparation always seems to take time, one way or another. They exchanged glib greetings. She glanced towards the swaying flowers in the otherwise empty courtyard. I am surprised that even you show an affection for flowers. Oh, please. That sort of thing is the sophistry of misguided romanticists. I assure you these weeds have no value at all. My, you are ever the Scrooge you've always been. No room in your heart to spare. Don't you know that a little generosity is the greatest spice to enrich your life? She drew her face near the blooming greenery, then made a performance out of enjoying their sweet fragrance. How very harsh. Well, then I suppose I will need to save... Oops, sorry, he was talking. Well, then I suppose I will need to save enough generosity to make up for those who neglect to arrive on time. Though there is nothing quite so supremely blissful as awaiting the arrival of one's beloved. I waited so very eagerly for you. It reminded me of the romance of my youth. Truly, the only thing about you that works well is your mouth. I believe that being as quiet as a shadow is a virtue. Yet be that as it may, it seems that being talkative is in my very nature. I am terribly sorry if I have offended you in some way. I am afraid that with such a beautiful woman before me, my nerves seem to cause my mouth to move of its own accord. He flashed a chilling smile devoid of warmth. Each of them felt out the other, probing and keeping each other on their toes. Shall we get to the matter at hand? Perhaps a change of location would be best. No, there is no time nor need, so let us proceed here. This has to do with the day's report. Yes, I will handle it afterwards. That will be all. Do call it a night. I would hate for there to be unsolicited rumors of our midnight rendezvous. Her tone was civil through and through. She dismissed Garnier with a wave of her hand. Then just one final matter. There seem to be disturbing developments in the neighboring country of Aizel, according to reports. This is starting to sound like trails now. It seems unlikely that they would make their move during the festival season. However, they are a rather war-hungry nation. Do take utmost care outside our borders. Your concern is very touching. However, I have in my employ the finest swordsman in the nation, John. Oh, the finest swordsman in the nation he is. Well, we'll see. About 4 or 5 men rush towards him. I also believe this to be an unnecessary admonition. But just the other day, there was a report of a young woman with a striking resemblance to yourself dropping by a flower shop unaccompanied by the royal guard. I wish simply to urge caution. With that said, I'm sure it was just a coincidence, someone who merely resembles you. Someone who resembles me, Garnier? Perhaps you are a romanticist yourself. That may very well be so. Well then, with that, I will take my leave. With a polite bow, Garnier finally departed the scene. Talking with that guy is draining. But just a little bit longer. Oh, there's an A there that shouldn't be there. She stood alone in the deserted courtyard, and she muttered this with a small smile. It was a trivial dispute. Only, after all, a small dissonance. Too small to disrupt the greater harmony. This tale would spin unchanged. Though you have to wonder why the princess is stepping down from acting after things were going so well. Some say it's because of a disease. Some people say she got injured. Come to think of it, I heard some guy say it's demonic possession. The grapevine's a whole vineyard now.
真実なんて俺らにはわかんねえってことだ。
In the end, I have no damn clue what's true.
実際、普段の王女様とは思えないような演技力だったし。
Honestly, her acting was leaps and bounds beyond the regular old princess I knew.
悪魔か神でも降ろしてるって言われりゃ納得だけどな。
I wouldn't be so surprised if someone told me a demon or a spirit was behind it. That's for damn sure. Though, as someone who's been rooting for that hard worker of a princess ever since she was little, it's a little disappointing. Either way, it's the perfect last hurrah for her stage career, huh?
Or, eh?
Retiring so elegantly really is very much like the princess, isn't it?